Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the red-hot Boston Bruins in action tonight against one of the league's worst teams, the Buffalo Sabres. So, Jones, good opportunity to grab some more points for the Bees.
Yeah, you don't want to fritter this one away, I would tell you that. No. They are on the road where they haven't been good. They've been better at home of late. But, you know, Keefe fired them up 5-1-1 since Keefe's scoop a couple of weeks ago. So we'll see if they can carry that over against a terrible, terrible Sabres team.
I do got the boys buzzing. I don't want to take full credit for that. I will take some credit for that.
Yeah, don't take zero of it.
David Pastrnak, first star of the week.
Uh-huh.
How do you like that?
I really like it. Morgan Geeky?
Geeky's killing it.
Well,
too late to add him to the, Nations Cup or whatever the hell rosters?
The Four Nations?
The Four Nations.
Yeah, I would say...
get him on there.
I would say when it comes to Morgan Geeky, at bare minimum, you have a nice trade chip if you are going to retool at the deadline.
You're not going to sign him to a long-term deal right now?
Well, I mean, you could. You could sign him to a deal or you could dangle him. That's at least an option that I didn't see emerging. But,
the boys
are buzzing. They should keep buzzing against Buffalo, yep. One would think.
We'll talk about it tomorrow either way.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the
grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
Jimmy Butler has been suspended by the Miami Heat for the third time.
Makes no sense.
He walked out of practice the other day. I guess he wasn't in the starting lineup the other night. And you see Kevin Love on Instagram. He did the Jimmy Butler when he showed up to practice the next day, and it was the Denzel from Training Day. The whole video of him screaming at everybody.
I did not see that.
How the hell is this thing going to end? The NBA trade deadline is coming up, and I feel like they have to trade Butler, but is this just an organization that's so stubborn that they're like, we're not going to give in to the player?
It might be. Yeah. It might be. I mean, Pat, LeBron has bullied coaches his entire career, but Riley didn't let him bully around Spoelstra. Like he stood his ground on Spoelstra, so he might draw a line in the sand on Butler. I said last week when we talked about it, he had a 2-game suspension last week. I'm like, what's the point of that?
I don't know.
Why suspend him for 2 games? Just suspend him indefinitely. They're finally doing that, but yeah, it's ugly, and I don't know. If you're a contending team, like you brought up the Rockets before.
Yeah.
Do you want anything to do with Butler? I love Butler in these big games. I think he's a killer, but
no.
I don't know that you want to bring this guy in at this point.
I wouldn't if I was Houston now. A couple weeks ago, I think I said yes, and then watching them last night, I'm like, maybe
you need to be more desperate than Houston to bring in Jimmy Butler.
I'm trying to think who would make sense for them.
Nick, you brought up
Lakers?
Philly. Nick brought up Philly before the show. Lakers?
Philly. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Philly. Not that's Phoenix.
Philly?
Phoenix.
Oh,
is what I meant to say. Phoenix. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What do I do? I could see Phoenix.
Phoenix.
You're trying to body Nick now after he's knocked you out a couple times this week?
That's true.
He's trying his best.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, but what is even the trade value right now? Plus, Miami is a playoff team, too. Like, I wonder what they think they can get in return. Or is this going to be one of those wild four-team NBA deals?
It might be.
They're cooking something
but you
All right, do you think he gets traded next week?
Yeah.
I'll say yes as well.
Yeah, but any other team, I'd be like, it's a no-brainer. With Riley, he might just be real petty about it and keep him.
That's true.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, we got some important Super Bowl news.
Oh?
You ready for this? The game is a week from Sunday. We know what uniforms they're wearing.
Oh, I've seen half of these.
The Chiefs are wearing white. The Eagles are wearing green. So now put that in your head and try to figure out who's going to win. Do you like the team in white? We'll have some stats closer to, I forget.
Which green? The Kelly green?
Probably not. No, the crap green.
Dumb, crappy uniforms.
The Kelly green, I would actually have to bet on the Eagles.
Yeah.
But if they're wearing the these are like the, what would you call these uniforms? I feel like they haven't really changed much since like Brian Dawkins. These are like the Brian Dawkins.
Sure.
Donovan McNabb Eagles
Brian
uniforms.
Westbrook.
Westbrook. Oh, yeah, the Westbrook.
John Ritchie's nose bleeding everywhere.
John Ritchie, famously not a fan of me.
John Ritchie doesn't like you.
Yeah, there was some sort of beef. Nick, do you remember that at all? I don't know if you were still working here, because he did the midday show at WIP.
Yeah.
And there was the whole thing. I think we were talking about the Eagles and whatever, and then we played their sound. He was not a fan of me.
Oh, you played their sound on the show.
We were talking about them, and then they started talking about us.
He popped off about it.
He was not happy.
He was a pop-off king.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he still doing, I don't mean to
I think he's on WIP
say this
still.
Disparagingly, he's still on WIP.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, maybe we can,
as far as I know,
maybe we can get back on that guy's radar.
I'd work with him again.
Yeah, okay. Why not? That seems like something we should fish for. Hart must love him.
Oh, yeah.
Hart must love.
Fullback.
Yeah.
I think he's a big fan.
Yeah, nice.
Why aren't there so many songs about Ratback?
MLB The Show 25, the video game, has announced their cover athletes.
Plural.
Yes. Do you want to try to guess them?
Yeah.
All right, so it's three young. I mean, tell you right now, it's three young guns.
Roman Anthony.
Not one of them.
Christian Campbell.
Not one of them.
Marcelo Meyer.
No, it's no Red Sox.
Okay.
Sadly, no Red Sox. It is one pitcher and two fielders.
Okay.
Two infielders.
Prince and Cecil? Oh, okay. Let's see.
It's a father-son cover. The Griffies, the Fielders, Boones.
Do I get any? Are they all on the same team?
None of them are on the same team. They're on three separate teams.
Okay.
One player is in the AL East.
Oh.
One is in the... Oh, two are in the NL Central.
One's popular because of his girlfriend.
He's also very good.
He's also extremely good.
Yeah.
I feel like it was his girlfriend. Is Ellie De La Cruz on it?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Ellie De La Cruz, yes. He is one of the players.
Does he have a popular girlfriend?
No, the other guy does. His girlfriend's probably more famous than him, although I wouldn't sleep on this guy.
Oh, duh. Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens. Hoss of the week.
Didn't think about that. Okay, Ellie De La Cruz. Paul Skeens, congratulations.
Paul Skeens, you just won Hoss of the week.
Hoss of the week. Your trophy's in the mail.
Did you see the thing with Paul Skeens? So there's a card.
Yeah, go on.
Did you see Paul Skeens' thing? It's everywhere. So Paul Skeens had a card.
This young kid.
So there was it was out there, and Livy Dunn, his girlfriend, has been trying to find this card. I forget what the genesis of it is. It's maybe get a piece of his uniform or something. It's a one of one. It's a one of one.
Nice.
Paul Skeens rookie, and they put it in a pack, and it's just out in the universe. And so she's been trying to track it down. The Pirates are trying to track it down. Everybody wants this. An 11-year-old kid.
That's what I was
going
to say. He's 9 or 10. Yeah, okay.
I got it. And the Pirates are hey, dude, we'll give you season tickets behind home plate for 30 years. So two seats.
Oh, wow. For 30 years?
30 years.
I was going to say, 1 year when you're 11, that doesn't mean anything.
And what
30
if
years,
I don't
though.
Even know if he's from Pittsburgh.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
So two seats behind home plate for 30 years.
Nice.
Two signed Paul Skeens jerseys. A sit in the suite with Livy Dunn game.
Take the card. Yeah. An 11-year-old?
Yeah.
I mean, please. Hey, Livy.
Hey, Livy.
You need a Dr. Pepper?
You want to get on the pummel horse? So then I would, and two other things, right?
Yeah, whatever. You stop. Yeah, you got it.
Some uneven bars joke, probably. So anyway, all this stuff, you know what the kid said? No, I'm good.
Well, that's a good negotiator.
So this kid's smart, and I think he's going to go and auction it. He's going to get way more money than whatever all that stuff's worth.
Nice.
Now, the Livy Dunn thing may be priceless, but everything else. So he said no to that.
Wow.
But anyway, Paul Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, and?
And a bat in the AL East?
Yeah. Maybe one of the three best players in the AL East.
Vladdy Jr.
Gunnar Henderson.
Oh, interesting.
He's a stud. Stud. So anyway, MLB The Show. If you're interested in that one at all, and I bet that you are.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
No disrespect to any other grab bag drops. That's
probably the best
one. Might be the GOAT.
There's quite a few in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one
a lot.
Are
we up to 200 yet?
We are close, right? Let me see.
Where
180 something?
190.
191.
Where do people send those?
Keith@weei.com.
You could be lucky number 200. Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Send them in. Are we all shapes and sizes.
Now, is that a new one?
Relatively.
Was it? Have we played that before?
It's 3 weeks old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I have a terrible memory, but that hit.
Personal foul. 69. Offense. He was giving them the
grab bag.
He played it there.
Yeah, there's a lot in here. There's a lot to choose from.
Keep sending them. They can't all be winners, but keep sending them.
Famously, they're not.
My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me
grab bag.
New hashtag Dork Podcast out right now on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your Dork Podcast. Severance, first couple episodes from season 2. It is a must-watch television show, so check that one out.
The world is a
grab bag.
All right, what a group. Top NBA performers from last night. So on Sunday, there was one game, so it was a tough go yesterday. Last night, I think a full slate or just about a full slate of games.
It's a crop.
And look at these dudes. Who are you going to pick from this group? Nikola Jokic.
Nope.
33 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists for the Nuggets. They lost.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Someone said the over on 12.5 rebounds. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 12. Anthony Davis in a Lakers win, 42 points, 23 rebounds.
Nice line. That's not it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 7 assists for a Bucks win.
Yeah.
Amen Thompson against the Celtics. Buzzer beater, 33 points, 9 boards.
4.
Damian Lillard, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists.
Are those my options?
That's it.
I can't write in Dylan Brooks?
Nope.
Amen Thompson.
Yeah, say he's a game winner. He's the game winner.
Dylan Brooks had 10 threes.
He had a better game. All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks. This guy played both hot corners as well as right field.
Excellent.
You can find him at third base. You can find him at first base. And you can find him in right.
You tell me playing first base against Barry Bonds isn't a hot corner.
Yeah, it is a hot corner against Bonds. Yeah. I'd be playing short right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kidding me?
Feet easily on the grass.
Yeah, that's a good point. Rover. I'd be playing Rover is what I'd be
Bo
playing.
Bo Bonds digging in? That's not the hot corner?
Yeah, good point.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
He played for the Minnesota Twins, Colorado Rockies, and New York Mets.
Kent Herbeck.
No, good one.
Okay.
Part of a 15-year career where he won a batting title. One batting title.
Teams again? I'm sorry. Twins and who?
Twins, Rockies, Mets.
Okay.
He was a 2-time All-Star.
Nice.
And the year he won the batting title, he also took home the Silver Slugger. He was an All-Star once with the Twins. He was an All-Star once with the Rockies. His first Major League game was in 2001. His last Major League game was 2015. In 2009, he finished 21st in the MVP vote.
Wow.
And then in 2013, 20th in the MVP vote.
It can't be this guy because he didn't play all these positions. It's not Morneau.
Not Justin Morneau. 2-time All-Star, 1-time batting title, 1-time Silver Slugger, both hot corners, right field. Let's see, playoff games. Bunch of Minnesota playoff games. Well, all those years they would.
Lucas Duda?
It's not Lucas Duda.
Lucas Duda.
That's a good one.
That's a good
random player right there.
It is. No, it is.
And then he was also on the Mets in 2015 in the World Series.
Huh.
But yeah, let's see. What else can I tell you about this guy?
No. I feel.
All right. He made $79.3 million
in
his career.
Wow. This is a good player. He won a batting title.
Yeah.
2-time All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
Almost $80 million in his career.
Who was the batting title with again?
Colorado, so probably an asterisk.
Yeah, thin air.
Throw it out.
Thick air.
So he started with Minnesota, then he went to Colorado, and then his last year in the majors was with the Mets. Let's see.
I got nothing, but I feel like I'm going to hear it and know it. This is one that I'm going to be bothered that I didn't get, but I don't have it.
Yeah, hang on. Text and Twitch has
hang
it.
Hang on. Let me. Arcan, I believe, sometimes listens on the app. He claims he had Loaiza yesterday, but it was well after the bell. Okay, I don't see any texts. Oh, yeah, I see it the second I look. Michael Kadire?
He got it!
I'm not sure I was going to... That's not quite what I was picturing in my head. He won a batting title?
Hell yeah. Wow. He hit 331 that year. It's nothing to sneeze at.
I think we have a new texter every day, I guess, is Ron Gant. I've started to notice
that. I wonder if that's the guy that DM'd me at Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's like, you do Ron Gant. I was like, we did Ron Gant.
I was going to say, we did.
I was like, we did Ron Gant.
A very, very early one.
Yeah, he's like, do
was
Ron Gant.
Gant. But whatever. You know, we might throw you a bone and hit Ron Gant a second time. You never know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time in the random baseball player of the day. Michael Kadire, 2-time All-Star batting title. I never would have guessed. I would have guessed 0 All-Stars and definitely not a batting
title. Very good career.
Almost 80 mil.
80 mil.
Wow.
From Michael Kadire. Teach your kids to play baseball.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's the way to do
it's
it.
Not bad.
You know? Left-handed reliever.
Or just good stick.
Yeah, like maybe a kicker. That's like a nice career.
I don't know. A lot of pressure on that.
Yeah, it's
a good
point.
You miss a kick, you're not allowed in the city anymore. Death threats. It's the whole thing. Too much pressure on the kicker.
You hit him, though, like Vinatieri.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Hey, talk about a guy who's bulked up.
Or you can be like Harrison Butker and tell women to get back in the kitchen.
Yeah, you make
go that route.
You make your kicks, no one cares.
Nobody cares. Okay, good for you.
He's out there hitting big kicks time after time. And we should add Butker and Vinatieri, Keith.
Women shouldn't have jobs. Like, yeah, Harrison, way to go.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not all bad points by Harrison Butker. So that's the random baseball player of the day each and every day. In the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Shout out to the Twitch chat and text line getting Michael Kadire. I still don't see any late entries from Christian Arkin. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can line up there for WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. And we have our clip du jour next.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
You're all I ever wanted.
Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds nice. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it's a Tier Tuesday. We were talking Super Bowl halftime shows since the Patriots' first Super Bowl win. So that is, what, 23, 24 Super Bowl halftime shows that we tiered off, including a very memorable one by a certain Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. And that is our clip du jour.
All right, Super Bowl 38. Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's hot. I like that.
So that's not suitable for work?
NYSF.
Yeah. This was no doubt.
Safe for work.
This was one where I remember watching it in a buddy's room in college, and this was pre-DVR, this is pre-all that stuff, at least on the TVs that we had in there. And it was like, I want to say me and like another buddy saw it, and like another three didn't, and Keith. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, and they're like, no way.
Keith, I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
I'm like,
Areola!
Yes!
And but then it was such a...
Yes!
it was such another
areola,
time.
I was like, what is on it?
No.
Well, that was also confusing.
But it went by so quick, you didn't even know.
Piercing.
So
it was a big, like, sun-like piercing.
It was such another time.
Yes! Best Super Bowl ever.
If that was
this may be the GOAT.
Okay, if that was now,
the
Keith, 5 seconds later, that picture would be all over social media.
Twitter would be
then
all over Twitter.
You're just like, I think I saw something, but I don't even know. And then you didn't even really know until, like, hours later after the game where it became a big story.
Oh, man.
It was another time.
A lot of kids became men that day.
Burned in there.
I'll never forget it. I bought every one of her albums. Do we actually put it in GOAT and not safe for work?
If you want to. Put that in GOAT.
A big impact on society.
It did.
GOAT.
It did. And then, GOAT. You know, you can go back and listen to that segment, or you can check out the graphic that Terp made at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. But it paved the way for like an 8-year stretch of safe olds. They were like, we can't possibly have this happen to us again. Let's dig up the stones. Let's get the who out here.
Yeah,
let's figure this out.
It changed halftime. Not really for the better for the next half decade.
It is honestly a where were you when?
Where were you?
You were there?
Yeah, I, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I didn't know about it till later. It was probably in like the third quarter.
No, so
because you couldn't see it live.
That's the whole point.
I mean, I was in auxiliary press, which in Jacksonville is like touch the back of the stadium, the upper deck.
It's where the real fans sit.
But I remember a woman sitting next to me was from like P. People International, the magazine, and she's like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. Apparently, Janet Jackson's nipple was showing on the halftime or whatever.
Like, I started to
spread a little bit.
You're like, interesting.
Because what year was this? Oh,
three. Well, I guess it would have been 04, right? It was after the 03 season.
Correct. I'm trying to wonder when I actually first saw it. Was there Twitter?
No, definitely not.
No, so how did I first see it?
I'm saying I found out about it officially like the next day. Yeah. You had to pretend you were 21 and sign
Well, maybe like people
the JPEG.
Like maybe people were recording it. Some people may have been like, seriously, you might still have like a VHS player.
I'm telling
TiVo.
What Keith said is so
maybe
right.
I don't even know.
I was in a room with other people watching the game. Like two of us were like, wait a minute, I think I saw something. Then I'm like, I'm crazy. I must not have even seen what I thought I saw. And then you found out way after the fact about it. That's how that went down.
Okay. Yeah.
Was this the first high definition Super Bowl too?
I don't know.
Sure was. That's how you knew the question of what's on it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Which
exactly.
was a legit question.
Like, what was on it?
Wasn't high def enough.
Like a hubcap.
It was like a big old sun piercing thing,
rims.
Right?
It was an unnecessarily large piercing.
Yeah. Kind of ruined the moment in a lot of ways for me.
Yeah.
Just personally.
Get it out of the way.
Oh, you're a piercings guy?
Shine that thing up. Not enough.
Yeah, really?
Draw that attention right in. Well, they like zoomed in on them too. Because like the end of the song, I remember they were like breathing heavy. And then he like stops and it was like awkwardly like grabs at it. And then had like pull. There was like a tear away on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
the hell?
Yeah, that was. I mean, they lived up to the song, though, right?
Yeah, I suppose
heavy
so.
Naked by the end of the song.
Yeah. Yep.
Question: I may have missed Tier Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where'd my girl Katy Perry land?
Oh, goat.
Okay, thank you. Because that's my favorite of all time. I don't include U2 and Bono because it's not really fair.
So like, we ended up ultimately putting it in.
Do you hate America like Keith and Billy?
I
don't like
and
U2
Captain
the band.
America,
but,
rip in America. Yeah. Did you see that clip making the rounds for Grab Bag in the future?
Wait, Captain America?
Yeah, whatever his name is. The new one.
Anthony Mackie?
Anthony Mackie?
Was at some convention and he's like, it has nothing to do with America or something. And it's like, the MAGA generation, not going to like that if you're taking the America out of Captain America.
No, trust me. There's a whole group of people that are already mad at the MCU because it's not all whites anymore. Like the Caitlin Clark fans are like, that can't be.
Red
this
Hulk?
Fictional character was never not white.
A lot of honkies in here.
But yeah, just
it's all right. Just to get back, Katy Perry was my favorite of all.
Yeah, Perry was good. I thought Lady Gaga was really good.
Also, but wasn't she the one that pretended to dive off the ceiling?
Pretended?
Oh, no, it was fake. No, she did. It was fake.
Head first, like she was Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning.
It's like people who say Bear Grylls is fake.
Bear Grylls is fake.
No, he sleeps in hotels. What
he's eating like steaks.
It's
like the pyramids in Egypt.
I've seen
on the other side of the road, there's a Wendy's.
I've
seen him bite the head off a fish. That's not fake.
That was a fake fish.
It's not a fake fish.
Another issue here is, I'm sure you guys ranked them television productions. A lot of them suck in person.
Oh,
the audio is bad.
You
can't see anything.
Yeah, a lot of them. Not just one or two, a lot of them.
I've been to nine.
I've been to so many.
Jeez.
So terrible in person.
We are going to have to bring back Brag.
Yeah, I thought I'd get a bunch of Brags in this.
It's just the crossover. we just played four crossovers.
Can I get one more Brag?
Yes.
So just before one of your GOAT performances in 2001, Super Bowl 36.
Yeah.
I had to go to the bathroom at the end of the first quarter because I was on the sideline. No, I was on the sideline.
I drank so much coffee that day.
So I'm running from the sideline down the tunnel, and I take a hard left. Bono
really
came within inches of running Bono over. You might not have had halftime had I run him over.
Huh.
Wow.
Wow. No Bono.
Butterfly effects.
Oh, I run Brag.
He's the best.
I almost ran into Evan Washburn one time in one of those back alley things.
Wow.
Yeah. You think it was the guy from 30 Rock?
Sick Brag, bro.
Yeah. Washburn. How tall is he?
Tall enough.
Is he perfect looking
person? I was like in line for like the bathroom, you know, like the one that's like outside the old studios there.
Yeah.
The Patriots ones. And he came like sprinting in and he was like, he had to go. And he had to get back on TV. I'm like, go ahead, dude.
So he's not like the red zone guy. He doesn't hold it all day.
No, he for sure.
He only has to worry about a half of football and he was
running.
I'm
like, dude, you have like two hits. Like, you're fine.
But you're going to stay hydrated out there.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, it's a good point. He's only on.
You're barely on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much time.
Hair look great, though.
Yeah, he's a...
Holy mackerel. He's sort of perfect.
Yep. He looks fake.
Ken.
He looks like a Ken doll.
No, he looks like Kenny. Is it Kenny from 30 Rock? Who's the...
Yeah.
He looks like Kenneth.
The page?
Yeah. Kenneth? Yeah, that's what he looks like.
He does look like Kenneth.
What's coming up today on WEI Afternoon?
So, we got Ted Johnson at 3 p.m. joining us, as he does every Tuesday through Friday. We'll get some of his thoughts on the weekend of football action. Obviously, we'll react to last night's Celtics loss, which was not good.
No.
Sooner or later, I guess we can push the panic button. Eddie House is on board. Scal's getting on board. They're starting to
tiptoe. Wiggy.
No, Wiggy. Not Wiggy. Wiggy. Yeah, I did. I heard that.
Wiggy is firmly entrenched.
And then we'll have some, I think, relatively fresh audio from the Let's Go podcast where Jim Gray asked, I think, his best question of all time when he asked Bill Belichick about his own ego.
How about that?
And I'm thinking Ted Johnson will have an interesting reaction to the answer.
I would imagine he does. All right. Well, we'll be listening for that. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage al forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, and we're back tomorrow on a Would You Rather Wednesday at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.